staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Hello, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health journalist who does an amazing amount of work and research into health issues. A regular on our program, somebody I always enjoy having, always has something worthwhile to say. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning. Great to be with you. And, of course, it's always an interesting time. News, sometimes we create it from our desk. Sometimes we're commenting on other stories. But today it's the former, and we've created a little bit of a stir by releasing a report about modern medicine's sleight of hand. And, of course, just how we get deceived into thinking that many of the things that modern medicine delivers to us actually work when they really don't.
And, you know, the big problem, Bill, is that the average doctor believes what he is told. In other words, if his medical society, if his medical journals tell him that this product gives you a 40% increase chance of life, you know, and they don't mention how they come up with those figures, you know, you've got to take this high blood pressure medication, because if you don't, you're going to die. I mean, we have these statistics, we have these studies that show the incidence of increased incidence of heart attack and of stroke because the blood pressure was too high. So just take this little pill and everything's going to be fine. And as a physician, I can tell you that I went in a couple of years ago for an examination with a personal friend, a cardiologist, who found my blood pressure was elevated, but it's been elevated for 50 years. He wanted to give me this blood pressure pill, and I'm sure if he had ever read the brochure that came with that pill, he never would have prescribed it, because the decrease in the cause of death, you know, was so minuscule compared with the possible side effects of that medication. But he had never read the package insert. So why don't you explain to our listeners how they're able to deceive the doctors, who deceive the patients, who have to pay the consequences of taking medications which sometimes have terrible side effects.
We'll go into those relative risks, that is, what's the chance you will benefit from so many of these medications, but we've written an article, Modern Medicine's Sleight of Hand, and these are the news headlines, well, that we've taken, that you've heard, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs lower the risk for a heart attack by 30%.
Gee, that's marvelous. Why, that is a dramatic figure, but is it really 30%?
Well, tamoxifen, the drug used to treat breast cancer, cuts the number of cases of breast cancer by 49%. Now, this was called a blockbuster drug. Avastin, the chemotherapy drug for cancer, 26% reduction of risk of death. And, of course, for males, the Proscar, the finasteride drug, if men would take this, it used to treat prostatic inflammation, been shown to reduce the risk for prostate cancer by 25%. Now, from what I just said, listen up, audience, did I just say that 30 out of 100 people taking a cholesterol drug, 30% reduction, didn't I say that? 30 out of 100? No, it's not 30 out of 100. It's not 49 out of 100 for tamoxifen or 26 out of 100 for Avastin or 25 out of 100 for Proscar. And this is how the charade goes on, and we're trying to expose how they do this. So we took, to begin with, the statin drugs. And let's just say that when you're using the statin drugs, the incidence of having a heart attack in the first place is only about 3% among middle-aged healthy adults. Well, let me put it this way. Among middle-aged at-risk adults, that is, ones that are not particularly healthy, they have risk factors like hypertension and so on. So let's say the 3% out of 1,000 get this. well, you're going to give this en masse to thousands of people, but only 3% are going to get the heart attack. So you can see right there the drug isn't going to work for the massive number of people that take it. But the cardiologist is going to look you right in the eye and say that you, of course, are going to get a heart attack if you don't take this drug. Well, what they did is the studies that they analyzed, there were four studies, and what happened is if the 3% of the heart attacks in 1,000 patients over five years, so what would happen is out of 1,000 people taking a statin drug, you would have normally had 30 heart attacks. Now you'd have 9 less heart attacks, 21 instead of 30, over 5 years. So in 1,000 people, you would be sparing less than one heart attack per year. Close to 2 heart attacks per year in 1,000 people, but those would not be mortal heart attacks. Those would be non-mortal heart attacks. You would still have the same risk of dying. So these 1,000 people would consume 1,825,000 statin drugs over the 5-year period to prevent 9 heart attacks, but not 9 lives saved. So what you're getting down to, with the data they used for this, there was almost a 1% risk for a heart attack and with the statin drugs, and about a 1.5% risk if you didn't take it. So the relative risk in hard numbers was reduced by 0.5%, not the 30% number that you read. Now, simply understand, if the risk of something is 1% and you only have 0.5%, you reduce it to 0.5%, that's a 50% reduction if you're looking at it in a relative number, but only 0.5% in hard numbers. So this is the sleight of hand that virtually all medicines are now using. The FDA uses these numbers to approve the drugs. The National Institutes of Health uses them when they make these announcements that there's a new blockbuster drug, because the National Institutes of Health is now the public relations agency for the pharmaceutical companies. And, of course, this is how this goes on. So what's your chance of ever benefiting from a statin drug? Well, we say it's nil times nil, because they make up these statistics under the people that are at risk, that is, the people who already have risk factors, but the healthy adults are being told to take this when their cholesterol numbers are up. So you even have a far less risk and far less benefit chance from taking a statin drug. So out of 1,000 people, it's going to be very small of the number of people who are going to avoid a heart attack, and none will avoid dying. So this is your choice if you want to continue taking the medicine.
And we're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Soddy. And if you have to know, the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they're doing it all the time with our help.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Morning Bill Saudi, and we're talking about how they juggle the figures and how the difference between 1% and 1.5%, why there's a 50% difference between 1% and 1.5%, and they're going to tell you that is what they're going to do to save your lives. The problem is that when you take these statin drugs and you lower cholesterol, it lowers your body's ability to make sex hormones, and then we wonder why so many people have erectile dysfunction or other sexual dysfunction. It affects the mind. It increases the incidence of cancer, but they never tell you that. It lowers your coenzyme Q10, which, of course, has an effect on your muscles and the function of your heart. I mean, God created the body to actually create cholesterol, and we're poisoning the liver so it won't produce cholesterol. But, of course, those figures sure look great on the paper you get, but what is it doing to the rest of you? Certainly, and as Bill has pointed out in the past, if you look at the people who have heart attacks, half of them have normal cholesterols. So, then what's the great benefit? Pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly, the bigger problem we're noticing, and since we've released this report on our website at knowledgeofhealth.com, where we've had many PhDs and MDs, researchers from really around the world write to us, email us, and say, you know, we never had this quite straight in our mind. These are doctors writing to us and saying, you know, we never quite understood this. Or we could never tell everybody else how this worked. So the doctors are fooled themselves. In fact, we cite a study where they asked doctors, what they presented them were the two pieces of data. One was that cholesterol drug would reduce the risk of a heart attack by 30%, and the other one was that a cholesterol statin drug would reduce it by this 0.5%. Well, obviously, their inclination to prescribe the drug dropped dramatically when they finally understood. So you can see why these numbers. Now, where does the sleight of hand start? It starts at the National Institutes of Health that actually puts up the money for these studies, and then they're the ones who usually write the first press release. And then, of course, this is all in league because our country is promoting our own country's drugs and pharmaceuticals, drug stocks. There's political collusion here and so on. So this is what we do. And, of course, it's all to the benefit of Wall Street, but it's certainly not benefit of the patient. So the headlines are made. Billions of dollars will pass, hands. And, of course, I believe one of these drugs here recently by one of the drug companies, $17 billion got funded into one drug company in value of their stocks when one of these press releases went out. And, of course, the price of their stock went up $17 billion off a phony press release. Now, this is the sleight of hand that's going on. Wall Street is driving so much of this, and these are the headlines you read. And doctors themselves are fooled. Now, so you're not so overly critical of the doctors. Understand, how many medical journals, Dr. Stan, do they get on their desk in 1 month? I mean, it's overwhelming. And what you have to read and so on. So all you have time for is what people call your attention to, usually the drug detail man or things, and usually these are locked into treatment protocols that have been written so the hospital or whatever that you work at will write up these, and American heart association, whatever, and then they just tell you how to treat the patients, and then you just follow the party line. So you're never really getting a chance to sit down. And remember, doctors have their own pressures. They have to pay bills. They have to go home and feed the dog, make sure the wife and kids are happy. And where do you have time in a day being available to all the patients that you have and their crises to ever catch up, get away from it all? And of course, it took me days and days to write this article myself. How would a doctor find that time? Well, you can see where, you know, unless you're helping the doctors out, sort the information out, they simply don't have time for it. And so they go to medical meetings, but the medical meetings are generally sponsored for by the pharmaceutical companies. So the speakers, the agendas, and the topics are all pre-selected there also. So having been at many of these meetings myself, I can tell you what goes on there. So what we have here are examples of a cholesterol drug, a breast cancer drug, a drug for general cancer, and another one to prevent prostate cancer, and all of them overly hyped. All of them said to lower the risk of something by 30, 26, 25, whatever percent. And it really turns out, in every case, to be less than 1%. Tamoxifen, which they wanted to entertain giving to 10 million women who didn't have breast cancer. This is just prevention. Now, tamoxifen is a horrendous drug, will cause cataracts, other terrible side effects, and after 5 years, becomes a monster in itself and actually increases the risk of breast cancer. Do you want to touch this drug? Now, this is what you're playing with, and you're going to put it in 10 million women who don't have breast cancer. This is what you're going to do. Well, the National Cancer Institute's admitted that the drug would only be applicable to 2.4 million women who would be candidates for it, not the 10 million that they wanted to introduce to it. And when you looked at it, they said a 49% reduction with tamoxifen, but when you looked at it, in reality, only 2.4% of the 2.4 million women would be expected to develop breast cancer, and 1.2% if they took tamoxifen. Now, that was 2.4 to 1.2. That's half. So that's where they get the 49% drop. But in reality, it's only 1.2%. So how many women have to take the drug with no benefit, and the only chance they're going to have is side effects? Of course, 99 out of 100 women will take the drug with only the chance of a side effect. That's it. There's nothing else here.
Bill, where can people get copies of that report? Because I think it's so important. I know it's up on your webpage.
It's at knowledgeofhealth.com. I'm hoping that folks just get this, hand it out, forward it, hand it to your doctor. I mean, doctors themselves are appreciative of this because it's never quite been sorted out by them. And remember, these people at the top keep funneling this. Don't think that every doctor is given over to some conspiracy of some sort. I mean, there are a lot of very conservative doctors, and one of the problems that the cholesterol drug companies have had is promoting their drugs when a lot of doctors just don't buy into the whole thing and won't prescribe them. They've had a terrible time with this. So believe me, some of the doctors, not all of them, are holding the line on this. So when we get to Proscar, the drug for prostate cancer, of course, this really became an illusion because you can see the way they planned the study. They had to extend the study for a number of years in order to come up with any kind of benefit at all. And then the benefit was so minor, then they get into this relative percent number. And so, you know, what they come up with is 18.4% of the men would develop tumors if they took the drug, and 24% in the placebo group, the inactive pill group. So the difference between 18 and 24 is about 6. So 6 out of 100 men would get this benefit of preventing prostate cancer over a 7-year period. Now, what that means is that they would not get prostate cancer, but they wouldn't avoid dying of prostate cancer. I think that's why we were taking it. So in both groups, five men in the study they did, five men died in each group, so it didn't reduce the risk, equal-sized groups. So it didn't reduce the risk of dying, but you didn't get the prostate cancer, except most men have prostate cancer as they get older, and it's harmless, does nothing, and as they say, men will die with but not of prostate cancer. And so we're giving a medicine to men who will get it anyway, but it probably won't bother them in their whole lifetime. So now, to get the benefits they were talking about for these men, what they would have to do, that what they said was that there would be this 300,000 years of extra life over a 10-year period, but men would have to take this. Every man in the United States, 55 to 80 years old, would have to take it, and then you'd get this aggregate health goal of the 300,000 extra years of life over a 10-year period. See how they stretch it all out to make the number look bigger? Of course, it would only cost $3.4 billion a year to take this worthless drug. And remember, Medicare's paying for it and looking the other way, and the politicians and everyone paying for this medicine that is worthless. And no one scrutinizing. I understand in Congress they're trying to get rid of the Inspector General, because the Inspector General knows all of this, but we can't stop the politics. And of course, the politics is driving this, because we won't even allow Medicare to purchase medicines on a bid basis. That's forbidden. All of these drugs are allowed to be sold at whatever price they set, and then Medicare pays for it, while we keep arguing that Medicare is going to go bankrupt.
And have you noticed how often on television, why that very concerned looking person looks into the screen and says, ask your doctor if Lipitor isn't good for you. Ask your doctor if Crestor isn't good for you. Ask your doctor if Viagra isn't good for you. Ask your doctor. And so the people are going in asking the doctor, and the doctor is under tremendous pressure from the patient to do what the patient has been told they should do on television. They spend more money on television ads saying, and ask your doctor if this isn't a wonderful drug for you. And of course, the doctor doesn't have the time to do the study on this. I mean, after all, everybody's demanding it, everybody's using it, and Lipitor is one of the most widely prescribed medications in America today. And if you look, at the statistics on how many lives it saves, it just doesn't save that many lives.
Well, it doesn't save lives. It does stop heart attacks for a small, minuscule number of men and women in their middle age, and then only in a higher risk group, not for healthy general adults who are just walking in, have no other risk factor than a number. And, of course, that cholesterol number just could be up. You could have been under stress. Stress releases fats into the bloodstream, and your cholesterol count goes up. So a bigger problem we're pointing to is where this all gets up to. Even the news reporters are in on this because they're biology trained. Some of them are doctors, and yet they report on these studies that are hardly worth reporting. They know these relative versus the hard numbers. If they provide you the hard numbers, they're buried way low in the story they write. If it's on television, they're only giving you those percentage numbers. They're not giving you the smaller numbers. So this is what you hear. Most people are busy. They read the headlines, hear what they heard on television. Dan Rather says 10 sentences about this, and it's over. And so this is what's going on. Well, my sense of it all is the news media is getting a lot of advertising dollars out of the drug companies, number one, so they're given to this. Number two is, we never think of this, but reporters have inside information. That is, they get the tear sheet, that is the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association. They get these days in advance, the advance copy. This is without a cover on it, and then they're able, it's marked for the press only. Well, they have inside information that a new blockbuster drug, they get the press release from the National Institutes of Health days in advance. It's marked embargoed for release. That means on a certain release day. They have all that information. You think they don't call up their uncle or somebody and have them buy a certain company's drug stocks? I think there's just simply got to be a conflict of interest here. It's obvious the news media has no interest in protecting the welfare of the public, and they're trying to drive these drug stocks up. And the problem is, if you bring the drug stocks down, you bring all of Wall Street down, because it's been said that the drug stocks are the things that have propped up the entire Wall Street. And so the margins of profit there, I mean, the oil companies now are certainly coming under scrutiny because they're gouging the American public with 10% profit when the drug...
We'll be right back in just a moment, Bill, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Today, the role of glutathione is not well understood, but with studies proving that low levels of glutathione are seen in over 200 medical conditions and high levels are seen in people with excellent health, public awareness of the importance of glutathione is increasing. To discuss the positive possibilities of raising your glutathione through the use of a medically proven nutraceutical called Immunical, call Candace at 303-520-0857. That's 303-520-0857.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Network, our guest this morning is Bill Soddy. Bill, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information?
It's knowledgeofhealth.com, and you have to, the rule is you have to support Radio Liberty first or your computer won't work and it won't let you go there. But the, you know, we're just trying to give you the good information. It's certainly free, and we want you to pass this on. Certainly understand it yourself. And so many of us are just so worried that we've got this cholesterol, blood pressure, some sort of number, diabetes number, and we're just so frightened to give up a drug. And I'm trying to tell you the drug you have in your hand is maybe you only have a chance of having the side effects and probably no benefit, and probably that whole thing was approved. This has been the criticism of the drugs approved by the FDA, that they're just fraught with problems. They've never done the safety tests on these things. The FDA is supposed to do follow-up safety studies and then doesn't do them. And so we know what's going on, and, of course, your life is at risk, and you're taking these medications. Some of you, I mean, I have people calling me up saying they're having to spend hundreds of dollars a month on these medications. They're literally going bankrupt, and I'm, you know, I'm really on top of it all. From what I've created for you, here's another problem. So, you know, you're given over to this. You're just so afraid to give up a drug which doesn't work. You've had the wool pulled over your eyes, and so have maybe your physician has too. So maybe this is a tool you can use with your doctors as well. But I was trying to say when we went off the air there for a moment that the oil companies are having some criticism for obscene profits now, because they're net, they're getting about a 10% profit on their oil. And yet the drug companies are way over 20%. And they're gouging the American public, and they're not price competitive, and they're, through political means, blocking other generic drugs. And I don't know if anybody saw the headline, but a couple of the drug companies are paying off the generic companies not to put their products on the market, and paying them millions of dollars so that they can keep their current drug prices up. In other words, a drug patent expires after 17 to 20 years. Many times they go to Congress and get them extended for bogus reasons, again, bilking the American public of millions and billions of dollars. And then they a generic drug should come on the market that would be a lot cheaper. They're paying the generic drug companies millions of dollars not to put their products on the market. So, you know, who should step in here? Of course, the Federal Trade Commission. This is restraint of trade and so on, but nothing is happening.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Allowed to go on, and of course, you know, we see, the problem is Americans keep coming back for more and coming back for more and racing over the border to get more drugs when we keep trying to give them information. There are safer alternatives. Maybe you don't even need anything. Just take nothing. And, of course, I can tell you right now that so many millions of people, just straight off without me knowing a thing about you or your numbers, is you don't need to be on most of these blood pressure medicines, certainly not the statin cholesterol drugs, and certainly so many of the other medications that you're on. So, you know, if you're on a beta blocker for hypertension, a beta blocker slows your heart rate down and tries to give your heart a little more rest in between beats. That's a nice idea. And your pressure will come down a little bit. So, okay, you'll reduce the risk of stroke over 10 years by less than 1%, but there's a slight decreased risk. However, you're delivering less oxygen to the brain, the eyes, and the other tissues in the body. So immediately after you begin taking beta blockers, you'll see that plaque forms in the brain, certain kind of deposits in the back of the eyes. I mean, you see all this happening, and, of course, nothing is said. It's just more treatment for other doctors to be busy with. So, you know, this is the kind of the way we treat things. And, of course, if you understand it, maybe you wouldn't want to take that medicine. You take a beta blocker, you're tired all the time. Men are impotent. It's certainly fatiguing. So these are the kind of things that go on, and, of course, it's wrecking your life, ruining your life, and so, but you continue to take them. Most hypertension drugs for blood pressure, the doctor has to keep shifting you from one to the other because of the side effects and the fact they're not working, and most of the time they have to put you on three medicines to do it. Three medicines? When one would be sufficient if it worked. You know, so this is the problem that we have. Now, I'm not saying if you walk into the doctor's office and you have a blood pressure 300 or 400, wow, you need to get that down. So temporarily these may help, but long term there's certainly a lot of side effects, and there are artificial ways of fixing the problem. So your problem is your heart isn't beating too fast, but they make you have a drug that slows your heart rate. Well, your blood pressure is not caused by your heart beating too fast. It's caused by other reasons, mostly that your blood vessels won't widen or dilate to relieve the pressure. So that's what needs to be addressed. So we're doing it we're doing these things in an artificial manner. Cholesterol itself is made by the liver. It's a normal function. And, of course, now what we have to do is artificially stop the production of cholesterol in the liver, which means we're going to have elevated liver enzymes, which is considered to be ominous problem, health problem. We have to get checked for that if we're on the statin drugs all the time. And we have the problem of muscle degradation, rhabdomyolysis, which is a mortal risk in itself because the muscle tissue degrades and gets into the bloodstream, clogs the kidneys, and you could die. Now, understand, many people on statin cholesterol drugs are complaining they have arthritis when they're having the side effect of rhabdomyolysis, and their muscles are certainly tender and so on, or they think they have fibromyalgia or something. So this is the problem. The doctor says it's something else, and so you're not recognizing you're at risk with a mortal side effect. So this is kind of what goes on. This is what's happening in American medicine today. And, of course, there's too much collusion between politics and private enterprise. And, of course, they're mandating many of these things. Of course, you need to go get on cholesterol drug. To get life insurance, why they come in the door here and give me a life insurance exam, and they have a PSA test, which is totally bogus and should never be used. And then they have the cholesterol test. And, of course, if I don't get my cholesterol number down and the number is bogus, then, of course, I'm going to have to be put on that in order to maintain my life insurance. Well, of course, this is kind of how they force everyone into this. They're forcing people into these medications that are, of course, harmful. And it's a marketing thing. I mean, this is what they're doing with the vaccines. And now we see that they've approved a vaccine for cervical cancer for women. It's being widely heralded. It does block the two common strains of a virus that causes cervical cancer. But they want to now mandate that every child, every young girl, 9 years old in school, gets this vaccine. So it doesn't protect you from every strain. So women who are promiscuous will eventually probably get one of the other strains of the papillomavirus, which can cause cervical cancer. And without question, if you take folic acid, a B vitamin, you'll stop it most of the time.
Well, that's all. We want to get to that in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
George, we're talking about the relationship between cervical cancer, papillomavirus, and folic acid. What is the relationship?
Well, I think women are certainly concerned. I mean, women, this is why you get the pap smear, and of course, you're looking for changes in the cervix. And almost every woman that you tell to take a folic acid pill, those changes will go back to normal. But a more astounding finding was in the women who had very high folic acid levels. Now, this is vitamin B9. Get it at a health food store, very inexpensive. This is the vitamin they tell you to take so you won't get birth defects when you get pregnant and so on. And, of course, folic acid, very inexpensive little vitamin. But astoundingly, what they found was the women who had very high folic acid levels had very, very low incidence of papillomavirus. Now, this is the first time we've seen the tissue normalize, but we didn't know it was related to stopping the virus. I mean, can you believe this? Folic acid for the first time being found to be an antiviral agent. I mean, this is tremendous. Now, it works. This was a 73% reduction. And if you took, this was in a study of women as they were. Some took supplements, some didn't. If you got every woman on supplements, the number would go higher. That is, it was a 73% reduction in risk. This could have been much, much higher. And of course, it could have been, it could be that it's equivalent to what the vaccine is, and it would stop all the strains of the papillomavirus versus the vaccine only stops a couple of them, the prominent ones. And you know, it's been said that the vaccine will not lower the death rate in the United States from cervical cancer, because what we do is we find the abnormalities, look at a woman, scare her, and tell her, well, it's time to do a hysterectomy. And so we've hysterectomized 25% of all the eligible females in the United States have had their, female organs surgically removed. And so this is what we've done. And, of course, maybe folic acid would prevent all these surgeries. And, of course, they don't like that idea. And this is why we've criticized the government, because they're trying to push for more folic acid in the foods. And that would stop a lot of the birth defects, but it would put a lot of surgeons out of business, too. I mean, you're talking about papillomavirus. You're also talking about colon cancer and so on. And so we think that this would be a tremendous thing. It's interesting that we did fortify the food with folic acid and increase that a number of years ago. Now, cancer takes a few years to cook, kind of get going. And, of course, we've had enough years now where we can see a difference. And sure enough, they're announcing the cancer rates are going down a little bit. I wonder if it isn't folic acid that's doing it.
Well, we've got somebody calling in. Who's on the line? Who's calling in? Well, maybe there's nobody there.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, I wanted to talk about, the Zocor, one of the statin drugs.
Uh-huh.
And I had a severe reaction to it. And if the doctors would have one day's reaction or had to go through that, what I went through 2.5 weeks, they wouldn't sell one pill. It was so severe, the muscle damage, kidney damage, it almost killed me, threw my heart out. It was extremely severe.
Well, what muscle damage did you have?
Well, I was in so much pain for about 2 weeks, I couldn't even hardly move.
In other words, your muscles begin to hurt.
Hurt? That's putting it mildly. It was so severe.
Well, that's one of the most well-recognized complications of these statin drugs, isn't it, Bill?
Well, certainly it is. This is the condition that occurs. And understand, most of us have some sort of a detoxification system in our body that's very active. We all do. It's a question of how active it is. And our liver makes some enzymes, and when we take any food or drug, it tries to detoxify us, protect us from it. And, of course, if that system is not as active as it should be, it's going to allow more of the drug in. And, of course, what's going to happen is it's going to be too toxic. And so we tell everyone at least take some vitamin C with these because it does increase your detoxification system in your liver to calm down the action of these drugs, because you don't need more action, you need less. And of course,
well, I was taking a lot of stuff. I'd probably maybe be dead. I take a lot of, you know, different, you know, herbs and vitamins and everything.
Right, and that might get us in a little trouble too. I don't want to characterize those as being bad, but like if we drink grapefruit juice before we take a blood pressure or a statin drug, why then what it'll do is it will make that drug work a lot more actively than it should have, because it's calming down the detoxification enzyme. So
right.
We have to be careful what we're taking.
Stress, if people knew the amount of pain on a severe reaction mm-hmm. that was involved, nothing. You know, I considered myself pretty tough, and nothing was that painful.
Well,
unbelievable, the massive pain involved.
I'm glad you got off the medication. And
oh, yeah, I figured it out myself and called the doctor, and he wasn't there, and the nurse said, well, you can't do it. And I said, watch me. Saved my life. If I hadn't have done it, I'd be dead.
Well, you might have gotten rhabdomyolysis. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, right. It was so bad. You know, dissolved your muscles, and the pain is almost like acid from the inside out. I just wanted to let people know that. And the pharmacist said there was about 1.5% had the reaction I had, the real severe.
Right. Understand what we just said earlier on the air. Only 0.5% would benefit from the drug, and 1.5% would get the side effect. Is that?
So, actually, the side effect goes as high as 10%.
Okay, so
but
we have studies show 30%. So,
yeah,
you know, you've only got the risk of side effect.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but thanks so much for calling in, sharing your experience with us.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bill, I want to thank you so much for being with us again. Again, our guest has been Bill Sardi. His website is knowledgeofhealth.com. That's always one word, knowledgeofhealth.com. Go there. Get this article. Take it to your doctor. He probably doesn't know how they come up with those 30, 40, 50% benefit figures. You need to know it. You need to help educate your doctor. I think most of them really care about you. But they're being lied to, and they're
lying. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Sounds like.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
All right. Well, we unfortunately, I guess that's about the end of the program. Bye, bye, Bill. Thanks so very much. God bless.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Freedom Network. If you are concerned about your statin drugs, would like to know more, we carry a book on statin drugs, and you can call our 800 number. And as for the book on statin drugs, you'll have to look up the title. It's by Sean Ellison and Shane Ellison. You can tell her the title and the author, and they'll get the book for you. It's inexpensive. We also have a 4-tape set on statin drugs. You need to understand that your doctors are deceived, and it is part of one of the greatest scams of all time. And believe me, it's very, very profitable, and I hate to say this, but many of the drug companies are far more interested in their profits than they are about your health. So I understand the FDA works right along with this. Government officials, get paid off in one way or the other. Many of the scientists at the NIH have invest in these drug companies and get special money from the outside. And when it's suggested they've got to stop that, they say, why, we couldn't afford to work here and get our big salaries, if we weren't able to supplement them from our association with the drug companies and investing in the stocks, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a corrupt society. We live in a society that's turned against morality and turned against God, and one of these days God's going to bring his judgment on America unless there's a great revival. To understand what's really going on, Chris, let me suggest from the statin point of view, our 4-tape set on statin drugs, our book on statin drugs by Shane Ellison, and again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To learn more about your health, you need to get Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and Dr. Blaylock's other books, especially if you have somebody who's taking chemotherapy. Their hair is going to fall out, they're going to get violently ill, and if you follow Dr. Blaylock's advice in his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, why, you'll be ever so much better off. But then, of course, you need to understand the importance of health and health products, and you need to get supplements that will really increase your ability to fight off disease, and multivitamin is simply not enough. I mean, most people are vitamin D deficient, and vitamin D has a very definite effect on preventing cancer, and of course, vitamin C, E, all of these things. I went to a meeting over the weekend where they were telling the doctors, oh, don't give more than 75 or 95 milligrams of vitamin C. You need to be taking several thousand a day for good health. The doctors really don't know, and they are being told not to prescribe the vitamins and things of that sort, which are beneficial for your health. And who's telling them? Many times the drug companies are financing these studies that say, oh, vitamins are just so terribly toxic. Why, you don't want to take those sort of things. They could kill you. And what are they doing? They're giving you medications, but they can actually kill you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of our health catalog, you can get it, or our regular catalog. Certainly you need to get the book on statin drugs. You need to get the 4-tape set on statin drugs. You need to get my interviews with Dr. Blaylock on life-saving secrets. That's a 4-tape set. We have so much information that you're not going to get elsewhere. They're poisonous with aspartame. We have 4-tape sets. They're poisonous with mercury, and in our dental filling, we have a 4-tape set. Certainly they're poisonous with water fluoridation. We have all sorts of information on that. You are responsible for your health. You better learn what's going on and help us educate others. We're out of time, so please pray for America, pray for revival. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no